Now we begin with the leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, says that Washington's repeated mistakes in recent years have rendered it extremely helpless in the region. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei made the comment during a meeting with visiting Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. Leader noted that some believe the U.S. is undefeatable, a conception which is egregious. Ayatollah Khamenei also stressed some Western countries manipulate global oil prices and use it as a tool against independent countries, and some of the regional allies are completely aligned with their policies. The leader referred to Venezuela as an influential nation with regard to its anti-hegemony policies, calling on the country's officials to make wise use of the rotating presidency of the NAM, that's the Non-Aligned Movement. Venezuelan President Maduro slammed what he called American imperialism and Washington's great hostility against his country. And joining us for more of the story is Mr. Pai Ian out of Irvine, California, economic and a political researcher. Hello, Mr. Ian. Thanks for joining us here on Press TV's Top 5, sir. Now, this comment by the Iranian leader that certain countries have utilized the global oil prices as a weapon against independent countries, what does this mean to you?
Well, it means that Ayatollah Khamenei is essentially reciting very succinctly the history of the past 40 years, 40 plus years, 43 years to be exact, as far as petrodollar politics is concerned. 1977, the Saudi Arabian nation broke OPEC, quote unquote, in flooding the market with oil, thereby crashing the price, which paved the way for grave difficulties in Iran's economy per se, which was clipping along at a very strong pace of growth. Gross domestic product was fairly high throughout the 60s and early to mid 70s until the Saudis pulled that maneuver. 1985, Saudi Arabia broke OPEC again, basically flooded the market, lowered the price, and at that time torpedoed the Soviet economy, which had grown overly reliant on energy receipts and rents throughout the 70s. So it's obviously a tool for politics, geopolitics, and geoeconomics, and the history of what it's done to nations clears that away. Any viable historian or economists would be able to see that. Since 2014, the same playbook has been pulled out again as far as adjusting prices through collusion between London and New York banking, as well as the core OPEC member of Saudi Arabia, in order to just basically have the same thing happen, but this time in a much more tectonic fashion, namely affecting the Venezuelan, Iranian, and Russian economies foremost. And that coupled with a lowering of oil prices and gas prices generally for U.S. consumers and European consumers after what proved to be a very serious economic global downturn in 2008. So they kind of knocked out two birds with one stone by reverting back to that same policy of manipulating prices away from natural supply and demand in order to achieve both economic and geopolitical ends.
And we don't have a lot of time left, but really quick, ironically enough, the Saudis who that you just mentioned turn out to actually be pretty big losers of this campaign this time around themselves. I mean, they've had to cut subsidies in the country, public benefits, the government budget. They've raised taxes as part of austerity measures because of their own actions to plummet oil prices, global oil prices. Your take on how all this backfired on Riyadh this time?
You know, it did backfire. It's an excellent question, and it really goes to the heart of what this petrodollar relationship is ultimately between the United States and Saudi Arabia. Because, you know, when they crashed the market in 1977 and 1985, it certainly didn't help Saudi Arabia's own particular oil receipts or their economies. However, one needs to really look deeper beyond just standard governmental and press dictations on this issue to get into the opacity of what the relationship is, because there's financial engineering that goes on in order to support the Saudi Arabian nation and its economy from, ironically, enduring the same sort of troubles that are purposefully and tactically aimed at being deployed against these other nations. It all hinges on the dollar as the king currency around the world, under which oil and natural gas must be priced and traded and stored. And thus, Maduro, Venezuela, Iran, he was just in Azerbaijan, which is tellingly a non-OPEC nation. It was the first time a South American leader went to Azerbaijan. He's planning on going to Saudi Arabia as well as to Qatar and potentially to Russia. It hinges, I think, on the need for a re-engineering that involves pricing, ideally peeling away from a broken petrodollar standard that is backed by a U.S. economy that is increasingly indebted with massive deficits without spending power amongst its populace. And you have China and Russia ultimately already planning, I think, for an alternative to a petrodollar standard that is alternatively based on higher productivity, in the case of China, certainly in its economy, as well as a resource-based platform, namely Russia being the largest natural gas producer and exporter, and one of the top oil exporters, hand in hand with Russia and China's allies, which obviously includes Venezuela, Iran, and others.
Thank you. Sorry, we're short on time, Mr. Pai. Ian, thanks for joining us. Economic and political researcher joining us with his input out of Irvine, California.